This is a special report on the COVID-19 virus update with Ottawa Mayor Patrick Taylor of Highlands. How are you dealing with those who criticize you on Facebook and texts and emails?
I'm getting reports that there are people that are critical of the actions that I have taken. And I want to stop right there and remind everyone, we have a town board and we all come to a consensus and agreement on any of these decisions that are in place. We're all elected officials, so let's work together.
I have a question from Alan. He says, how does the latest town proclamation affect out-of-town employees like restaurant workers who still plan on working during curbside takeout? Are they able to travel in and out of town?
Yes, they are. If we have workers in the Plateau area that do routine work here in Highlands, they have no restrictions on them. They can come into the town and do their work. The restrictions that we put in place yesterday and clarified from previous declarations applies to people who are residing, and I'll use the word residing, in another community such as Florida, Louisiana, New York, or anywhere outside this geographical area. If they're second homers or if they still have a VRBO contract, they shall quarantine in place at that residence for 14 days. For second homeowners, we're encouraging all second homeowners to purchase food and essential supplies before they come to Highlands. If we have an influx of second homeowners and VRBO people coming in and purchasing large amounts of supplies, that'll put pressure on that resource. So we want you to stay where you are. But if you feel like you just must come to your second home, please bring all the supplies and be prepared to shelter in place in a 14-day quarantine. We've always been a welcoming community. Once this pandemic passes, of course, we'll go back to that mode.
The follow-up from Sharon, does it mean before getting groceries, that 14-day quarantine? I think you just answered that. Mayo, gas, takeout, dinners.
The 14-day quarantine is designed to minimize contact with other people as much as possible. If you're up here in quarantine, there might be a need for you to go and purchase additional supplies, essential supplies.
Just one more part of the question from Alan. Can the mayor suspend rent, utilities, mortgage payments, etc. for those who've been out of work?
No, I cannot. I was really gratified to see that the Senate has passed that $2 trillion stimulus and emergency appropriation. That will be addressing a lot of the concerns that people who have lost their job and they have bills to pay. We cannot suspend anything. Our statutes do not even allow us to suspend utility payments. We are following all the guidelines that the state has prescribed. And here are the guidelines. We will not cut off any utilities during this state of emergency. So you don't have to worry about losing your power and water. There will be no late fees charges for people that cannot pay their utility bill. We are working to set up a repayment system that would be very generous and understanding. And my advice is don't worry about your utility bills at this time. We will address that very soon.
A concerned listener, one more, and you've already touched on this, called and asked that the public be reminded that Highlands does not have ventilators or the intensive care facility to accommodate those who come to Highlands and may acquire the virus.
I'm glad that question was asked again. One of the people that has been participating in our emergency sessions has been Tom Neal, the CEO of the Highlands Cashiers Hospital, and he has clarified the situation with the ventilators. If there's an emergency situation in Highlands, the hospital and all the EMS response have the ability to put someone on a ventilator in a life-threatening sudden emergency. They can put you on a ventilator to stabilize you, but those folks that need extensive time on a ventilator would have to be transported to an ICU unit like in Asheville. So I think that's important for people to understand, especially older folks like me, and I'm 71, so I can say this. If you're thinking about coming up here, think about the medical implications. If you were to get ill and desperately needed intensive care, you will have to be transported to another unit in the HCA system.
At 4 o'clock yesterday, you mentioned this, the town of Highlands had a supplemental municipal proclamation signed by you that at 4 o'clock, anything you want to touch on with the hotels and motels?
What we have done with this new declaration, we've clarified. For example, if a hotel wants or needs to put up a contractor's work crew or someone who has to be here to work, then there is a process where that can be allowed. If you'll just go on the line and look at the declaration, it spells out how that can come about. You cannot be doing VRBO and Airbnb. That is prohibited. If you're in a neighborhood, if you're a permanent resident, and you see that a VRBO is continuing to operate, please call Town Hall at 526-2118 or the police department 526-9341. We will be sending a police officer to that address, and we will be giving these folks a copy of the declaration and informing them they're under quarantine for as long as they're, for the 14 days if they're here in Highlands. One other thing that I will point out, we have asked our police chief, and he's beginning to work on this, we're going to create rolling checkpoints in Highlands. If you're coming in as a second homeowner or you're visiting using an illegal VRBO, you'll be told to quarantine. At our last meeting yesterday, several of the board members, we had a real difficult discussion about actually closing the entire town down by putting up concrete barriers and road checks for the entire town to make sure that no one's coming in here that's not supposed to be. We discussed that for about an hour, Steve. We came to the conclusion that wasn't feasible and we didn't have the resources to fully do that. And it's my understanding that the county will be meeting this afternoon at 4 o'clock and they have an emergency ordinance that mirrors what we've already passed. And I'm really delighted that they will be putting in some of the same restrictions that we are trying to enforce here in Highlands.
Address what changes were made to retail shops and also takeout curbside. They need to bring that food out.
We made a change with curbside. The requirement would be to call in your order like I did last night. Sally went online, called it in, paid for it online, and then I just came by and picked it up at 7 o'clock when they said to be ready.
Retail shops, any changes?
Yes. On Main Street, if they're non-essential shops, retail shops, they have been ordered to close to the public coming into the shop. Think about it. We're saying you can't come into a restaurant because the virus might be spread. Well, if you've got these shops like clothing stores and other things, the virus can be spread there too. We are trying to curtail the idea of people just moving around freely and going into different stores. That could potentially really spread the virus. One other clarification point. If you have in the business area an office, a self-contained business office with, you know, people working, you're exempt from this closure requirement. One of the things that I appreciate, I've been getting some very good feedback from local residents and advice. Appreciate the support of the citizens. The vast majority of people understand the situation and they want to support the community as best they can. So I really appreciate people's willingness to comply and work with us in trying to contain this spread of this virus. Some people might think we're overreacting. I remember when we had the solar eclipse event back in 2017. We started getting information that there might be 25,000 people coming to Highlands to view the eclipse. It would have overwhelmed us. We started preparation, but what happened was we had bad weather and the crowds did not materialize. That's right. I was delighted that no one came, but we were prepared, and here's the way I see this situation. I hope we don't have the spread of this virus to any degree in Highlands. That's what I'm hoping and praying for every day. But with that said, we have to be prepared because the worst thing that could happen to us is for us to do nothing and this hit us and we're not prepared. We've got to be prepared and we've got to hope for the best.
This has been a special COVID-19 virus report from Mayor Patrick Taylor and WHLC, FM 104.5 and WHLC.com.